Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports here in Kirkhoven tonight. And what an exciting match we had between KMS and Dawson Boyd. The Blackjacks fall 3-1. KMS took the first two sets, 25-13, 25-22. Dawson Boyd battled back hard, took set three, 25-23. And then set four, we were tied 17-17, and KMS finished on a run there, winning 25-18. Joining me in the post-game show is Dawson Boyd head coach Haley Gritmacher. And Haley, you just had the girls in the huddle here right below me. What did you tell them?
It seems to be a common theme, but we just try to focus on the positives. So my two positives for tonight were that Reese and Kate, my outside hitters, both finished with double digits. That's a huge accomplishment for us. Reese is a 10th grader with wavering confidence, but tonight she showed her confidence in her ability to hit the ball hard. And I also told them we have a long week ahead of us. We play Lexapro on Thursday. We go to Marshall Friday and Saturday. Next week we have games Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. So we're just jam-packed scheduled these last couple weeks of the season. So I just told them that we've got to take those positives and move forward with those.
Yep, that's right. Busy time coming up here for the Blackjacks. Let's talk about the match for a little bit here. Set one went 25-13. KMS had six ace serves in the set one. Set two, 25-22, you battled back there. They had set point at 24-18, and you held them off.
Yeah,
that's a theme, too, isn't
it? It's a common theme for us. We did that down in Slayton earlier this year. So, yeah, we never give up until the score is 25. Right. That's kind of our theme as well.
Set three, you were down by eight at one point. And you really battled back there and held on a close set there, 25-23. Talk about that set.
Yeah, in that set, I ended up moving Ayanna Hassett to libero. I've thought about this for a while, and that's a bold move because she's one of our most aggressive hitters and one of our most aggressive blockers. But she was the person who was talking and passing the ball to target, and that's what I needed out of somebody in the back row. So her being a captain and a leader said, all right, coach, if that's what you want me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And I pulled sophomore middle Addison Tufto off the bench and said, your goal right now, your job is to block the ball. Okay, I do not need a ton of offense. I just need you to go ahead and swing or be a blocker on their swing. And she was there. She got a lot of good touches on the ball, and that's all I asked her to do.
She's just a sophomore too, right?
Yes. Yep. She is a starter and a six rotation player on JV. And we've also been struggling with our passing. Haven't had a consistent libero or defensive specialist. So we have senior Madison Selchert, senior Sarah Larson, junior Allie Essling, sophomore Addie Tufto. She's kind of a DS for us as well. Sophomore Natalia Ritter and sophomore Lindsay Lund. So we've pulled a lot of kids in through the passing on our team, and we just haven't quite nailed that down. I'm hoping to have that nailed down in the next couple weeks so that we can head into playoffs knowing who's going to be passing for us.
Okay. All right. Then the set four, you're trying to force the set five. You had tied up 17-17 there. And, it was a close match, a close set there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you use your timeouts early and stop their runs? Do you save a timeout so that you have one if you get in a situation like we did where they scored like six unanswered points or something like that?
Yep, 6-0.
And I decided that I couldn't let my team get down early, and that helped us. But once 17 came, we just got a little tired, and we've been preparing for this. I told the kids, be prepared to play five sets on Tuesday and five sets on Thursday. We know that both of these teams that we play this week are tough. And Lexapro's always a battle. They're a good team this year, and KMS is always scrappy. So we just know that we have to have the energy this week because it is going to be two grueling matches.
Camden Conference is unbelievable this year, I think.
Oh, it's just crazy.
KMS took TMB to five sets the other day.
Yeah, it's
and
just
insane. I talked to a KMS parent. They should have easily won that. And TME and RTR are playing tonight. They're both undefeated in the Camden Conference. So
I know.
There you go. KMS taking a 7-0 team to five sets.
It's crazy. And, I don't even know. It's something that we are so used to seeing in this area. We just have such good volleyball. Camby comes out of nowhere. We took McCray 26-25 and lost on Thursday last week. Got called on a double on the very last point of the game. So that very well could have been a four-set match for us. It's just you never know what team's going to show up. And we have a lot of good volleyball in this area, and we are so lucky to be able to play in one of the best conferences in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because that's what I've been saying. It's the best conference right now in Minnesota.
It is, absolutely. And I just think the volleyball is so good down here that when you go to the state tournament, I've been going for 12-plus years to watch, and when you go to the state tournament and you see teams in our area that you've battled against all season long just walk to the championship, it's just sad, because I want the best volleyball to be played at the state tournament, and we're so lucky to get to have the best volleyball right here every Tuesday and every Thursday night in our conference.
All right, and just bear with me here. TMB, or RTR, came back and beat TMB 3-1. TMB took the first set, and so RTR, the number one ranked team in Class A, took the next three sets there. And then Camby fell to Yellow Messinese set 1, 25-21. And Camby came back and dominated set 3 and 4. So Camby beats Yellow Messinese 3-1. So on Mineota, no trouble at Lakeview 3-0. And right now, McCray and Lac La Parle Valley are 1-1. Or, close to 1-1 there.
Where's that one at? At McCray's? We should stop on the way home.
McCray's ranked number 8.
They sure are.
Like you said, you got a lot of volleyball to play.
We sure do.
So who do you got after Lac La Parle?
We play Friday. We play Pipestone and Cedar Mountain Comfrey, who we saw in the Montevideo tournament but weren't at full strength at that time. So hoping to get a win there. And then we play three matches on Saturday, no matter what. And then
next week's busy week, too.
Next week, ACGC on Monday, a non-conference match.
RCW on Friday.
RCW on Friday. I can't remember if we have game Tuesday or not.
And I'm doing that match, the RCW game.
Yeah, and that's going to be we're going to run a cancer night to honor Jeff Moe that night as well. So we're going to have a 50-50 raffle. Kids are going to wear T-shirts, some other fun stuff. So we're going to run that next Friday night.
All right, I'll let you go. Haley, thanks for coming up and being on the post-game show. And what I like about your girls, they don't quit. They play hard.
Yes,
they're playing hard.
Mm-hmm.
They give everything they have out there.
Yep, I have high expectations, and they don't let themselves below those expectations, that's for sure. I got a good group, and I'm really lucky.
All right. Thanks, Haley. We'll see you Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Paul.
Haley Grittmacher, the head coach of the Blackjacks. And as Haley mentioned, we'll be in Dawson on Thursday with Lac La Parle Valley taking on the Eagles. Our Neon Needles Subway player of the game will be KMS's Madeline Luff. She's a sophomore middle hitter. I have her for 11 kills and 4 blocks at the net. She was dominating in set 2 and 3. And our Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game, I'm going with Lindsay Lund serving. She had two fantastic ace serves that just smoked them. A lot of speed on her serve. Lindsay Lund, our A-plus cooperative play of the game. That'll wrap things up here tonight from Kirkhoven. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92, and Mike Meyer back at the studio. Once again, your final score here, KMS 3, Dawson Boyd 1, and we will see you Thursday night in Dawson, Blackjacks and the Lac La Parle Valley Eagles Thursday night.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tylenol, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Anita Gall for State Senate, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.